action men wanted in a film, just enough violence to suit their bloodlust without exploiting it excessively, and the sensitivity and emotional insights that made her films appealing to women. She offered the best of both worlds. Tally had a Midas touch. At 39, she had been directing movies for 17 years, and she hadn't made a lemon yet. There was already a smell of victory on the set, and Tally looked happy as she walked to the trailer that was her office on location with her dog-eared copy of the script under her arm. It included all the changes that the screenwriters had made the night before. Tally was always honing and fine-tuning. She was a perfectionist, and people who worked with her accused her of micromanaging, but it was worth it. She turned her BlackBerry on as she walked into the air-conditioned trailer and saw that she had two messages from her daughter, who was a freshman in college at NYU in New York, studying pre-law. Maxine, or Max as they called her, had no interest whatsoever in a career in films, only the law. She wanted to be a lawyer, like her grandfather, Tally's father, Sam Jones. He was Tally and Max's hero, and they were the only two women in his life. Tally's mother had died of leukemia when Tally was in high school, and her father had been supportive of everything she did. Tally had taken him to the Oscars with her as her escort when she was nominated, and he was fiercely proud and protective of her. It was Tally's mother who had made her fall in love with movies. She had taken her to every imaginable movie as a child, watched every classic with her, and was fascinated with films and actors herself. She had named Tally Tallulah, after Tallulah Bankhead, who she thought was the most glamorous woman who had ever lived. Tally had always hated her name and shortened it to something she could live with, but she had loved every film she'd ever seen with her mother, who had wanted desperately to be an actress, and wanted her daughter to fulfill her dreams. She hadn't lived to see Tally's career or the wonderful films she made. Tally always hoped her mother would have loved them and been proud of her. Tally's mother had married her father at 21 when he was already a successful lawyer at 45. It was his second marriage, but Tally was his only child. He was 85 now, retired, and suffering from poor health. They called each other every day, and he loved hearing how it had gone on the set. She was his link to the outside world now, since he rarely got out anymore. Crippled with arthritis, it was just too hard. Tally's marital career had been a checkered one, not surprisingly in the world she lived in, where unstable relationships and quick turnover were the norm. She always said that it was impossible to meet normal, decent guys in the film industry. Max's father had been another story entirely. He was a cowboy from Montana she had met at USC, and she'd gotten pregnant at 20. She had dropped out of school for a year to have the baby, and her father had insisted they get married. They were both barely more than kids themselves, and by the time Max was 6 months old, her father had gone back to Montana and they got divorced. Tally had gone to see him a few times to see if they could maintain the relationship, but their lives were totally different. Since then, he'd been on the rodeo circuit for 20 years, married a girl from Wyoming, and had three other kids. He sent Max a birthday card every year, a souvenir from the rodeo for Christmas, and Max had seen him 4 times in her life. He wasn't a bad guy. He just had no connection to Max and came from another world. He'd been a handsome boy, stunningly so at 20, and Max was even more beautiful than her mother, a 6-foot-tall blonde, long and lanky with sky blue eyes. Tally's eyes were green, and she was slightly shorter than her daughter. When they went out together, they made a striking pair and looked more like sisters than mother and daughter. Tally's only other foray into marriage had been with an actor in one of her films. She never got involved with actors on the set of her movies, but had made an exception for him. He had been a major heartthrob, a big British star, and had swept her off her feet. She was 30, and he was 28, and he had cheated on her very publicly 6 months later when he was on location on another film. The marriage had lasted 11 months. They only spent 3 months of it together, and it had cost her $1 million when she wanted out. He drove a hard bargain, and she paid the price.